and yet another representative of this Achenu effort. We have two more guests. Oh, well, we're going to speak to Aryeh coming up about the... Oh, they're both speaking about this. Okay, so we have two people here. If I have these... if my notes are, as I think they are, perfectly written, Aryeh Levinson is with us from White Plains, New York. Holy cow. How's Rabbi Martyr doing up in White Plains, New York?
Rabbi Martyr is well.
Is he well? Has he been in touch with you at all?
I have people sending him information, actually, about Achenu also.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, he'd be very into this.
I'm sure he would.
Please send him my regards, by the way.
Of course.
I know him since we were in high school together. Aryeh Levinson hails from White Plains. Your whole life in White Plains?
Since I was three.
Where'd you go to high school?
Frisch.
Nice. Oh, Frisch, well represented in Akoto. What's with the percentages from Frisch? We can't do anything for the other schools in Bergen County to get some Akoto slots? I mean, come on, guys. I'll have to speak to Rabbi Tarrigan about that when we're not unified. So that's all right. Rabbi Tarrigan, I mean, everybody I meet seems to be coming from Frisch. We can't open up slots for other Bergen County schools here in Akoto? Come on. Just a joke, of course, Rabbi Tarrigan.
Akiva's from DRS.
We'll get to Akiva in a second. We just met Aryeh Levinson, so I'm going through his history. Give me a chance here, Rabbi Tarrigan. Give me a chance. So White Plains, but you were not born there, you said. Where were you born?
I was born in the city, Upper West Side.
Interesting. So Upper West Side to White Plains and then to Jerusalem.
Yes.
By way of Frisch, which doesn't seem to be getting enough publicity this morning here on JM of the AM. And in addition to Aryeh Levinson, Akiva Aryeh is here, related to some of the Aryehs. Yeah, you must be, because you look exactly like the Aryehs, so of course. So do you daven for the Amud at all?
Not yet. My dad and my brother.
No, I would
definitely
imagine.
Yeah. Daven for the Amud.
Yeah, your last name is Aryeh. You're davening for the Amud at some point. Hey, last name is Siegel. You're a Gabbai at some point. Last name is Aryeh. You're a Chazan at some point. Akiva Aryeh is here from Woodmere, New York. Is that a significant Jewish community, Woodmere? Do they have members of the faith there?
A lot of members
they
of
do?
Jews
really?
In there.
So, no one tells me anything about what's going on outside of my little circle. Anyway, gentlemen, you know, because I'm sure you're both longtime listeners of JM and the AM, and you're likely... spending a good amount of time schmoozing with Gavri Siegel. So you know that you're now speaking to a radio host who's very sensitive about the topic of leaving Jerusalem unscheduled, right? Like, I'm leaving tonight, but frankly, scheduled. And I'm a phony anyway because I don't live here. So, you know, that's a whole other topic. But I do use this forum sometimes to encourage people that when they're in Israel, when their children are here, it might be a good idea, no matter what the circumstances, let them stick around. A life experience worth considering. And again, even though no one believes me, it really is not a judgment of other parents out there. It's just really trying to encourage them to think about it before they make a decision the other way. So you guys, according to my notes, are coordinators of this Not Going Anywhere campaign. It's obvious that the three of us seem to think alike. Am I right?
It appears that way.
What happened? The war breaks out. Did you have any type of debate with yourself about where you need to be right now?
Happens to be. Baruch Hashem, I did not have any debate. A lot of my friends did. A lot of other people did. I knew this was the place I needed to be, and I stayed.
And in general, I mean, this yeshiva is, you know, has a pretty good track record when it comes to people sticking around here.
They're very big on Israel here, yeah.
Well, not right, agreed. But not just that. They obviously have attracted a student body where 96% of them decided to stick around during the war.
Yeah.
Which is commendable. Akiva, what about you? Any debate with yourself in the aftermath of the start of this war?
So it's kind of funny. This is my fifth year in Hakotel, so I actually went through...
This is your fifth year in Hakotel?
Fifth year, yeah.
Five in a row. What does that mean for an American, by the way? You're not an Olé, right?
No, I've not made Aliyah.
So what does that mean? You're now, I don't know, delaying school? You'll be here forever? Like, what's the...
Started school online a little bit. Currently in Azrieli, YU. Wow. Master's program. But.
So you are literally the same age and colleagues with half the yeshiva that went to the army.
Yes, a lot of my friends are on the front lines, brother-in-law. It's definitely a lot, but it's really amazing to see them go out and just like really just fight as best they can. But being here gives a little sense of achrayus of really trying to hold the fort here in yeshiva. The thing I was saying was that I was here for COVID also, and it was kind of a similar dilemma. Should we stay? Should we go home?
Well, that was a little different. That was a, you know, how am I spending my time issue, and it, you know, not a safety issue, right? That was a little bit different.
Yeah, but it was a lot of the similar talks of are my parents booking me a flight home to go home, or am I staying or not? A lot of similar conversations.
Don't take this the wrong way, but how does a Shana Hay guy get onto a not going anywhere committee? Haven't you demonstrated in the last 4 years that you ain't going anywhere? Like, I don't know if you belong here as much as Arye does.
Well, my family still is back in America, so it definitely is still a little bit of a consideration.
I mean, do they call with concern, or they know you're all right?
Thank God they know I'm all
right. That's what I figured. So now, has all this, and either of you could take this question, has all this led to other yeshivas or students around Israel, I don't know, being spoken to or being inspired by your, you know, rah-rah, let's not go anywhere? Like, what's happened practically?
So Baruch Hashem on our WhatsApp chat, it was actually just filled up a few days ago, so we now have two. We have around 30 programs in Israel, yeshiva seminaries, other gap year programs that have representatives that send pictures of their programs thriving still, even though many people have left, still pushing forward. And so we're trying to get everyone involved. We're trying to make sure everyone sees that everyone else is still here. There are obviously people that left. We want to keep the people.
And you want to hold on to everybody, right?
Exactly.
Wow, very cool. And there are plenty, we should point this out, there are plenty of both men's and women's institutions that are thriving right now. Right? Some obviously have lost a good number of students, but there are plenty that are really strong, and you probably interact with students from all of them in these WhatsApp groups constantly, right?
Yeah, and on top of the WhatsApp group, we also created an additional program where every day we have a guest speaker come on Zoom to speak to the students, both from yeshiva and seminary, from America, actually. Most of the speakers are from America. At 6:45 every night, there's a speaker. Tries to give a little chizik to the people that have stayed, because it's obviously definitely not an easy thing to do. So we have speakers that come and...
Easy to find a good number of American speakers to convey this message?
They all feel strongly about it. If you might be surprised, but they feel strongly about people trying to
stay. Well, I'm not surprised. I'm very happy about it, actually, because that's, that's what it's all about. I mean, we're trying to... Someone said to me last night, a really responsible leader, and you may have heard this already on some of the inspiring talks that you're hearing. They said, if one decides to go back to the United States, no one's criticizing them. And the parents and the students have to make a decision that's best for them. But, this person said, at some point go back. At some point try to encourage your children. So when they feel comfortable and you feel comfortable, you know, we don't know what's going to be happening over the next couple of months, but there'll be a point where, please God, people can feel comfortable here again completely. And make sure to go back. Keep it on the agenda, so to speak. I thought that was a really important message.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And that's, again, a lot of what some of the speakers have been talking about. That even if you do decide to go back and you think it's the best for you, definitely have in mind to try to make it back as quick as possible.
All right, parents, if you have a young lady or a young gentleman in Israel who are here, let them join the Not Going Anywhere campaign. How do they get in touch with the WhatsApp group? Like, is there a way for them to easily join?
They should have a representative at their school.
At their school already.
Yeah, so they could reach out to the representative and join. And that shouldn't be too hard to find.
And also, 6:45 every night, Israel time. We have a speaker tonight. We have Rav Shai Schechter. Tomorrow, Amir Tzashem or Moshe Weinberger. A lot of exciting things going on the Zoom. So if you join the chat, you'll be able to join the Zoom, listen to the shiurim, get a little chizik. It's definitely an amazing program. That's
amazing. A pleasure meeting both of you. Arye Levinson, thank you. And Akiva Arye, thank you. I think you've undertaken a great initiative entitled Not Going Anywhere. JM in the AM.